Stooks in the morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Fran?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Yeah.
We've been missing the hell out of you. You been sleeping in or something?
Miss Penny's here. Part of your fan club is here. Tony just ran out.
Rigatoni did?
Oh,
or Rice-a-Tony, I mean?
Yeah, Rice-a-Tony.
Yeah.
Let's go treat. Yep, he just ran out.
Oh, man.
He just ran out.
You got
you
scared?
You know, we old timers, we kind of move aside and let the younger ones take care of it. We still love you and listen.
Well, I hope
about
so.
The dreams.
Yeah?
You want to go first, baby?
You're talking about dreams here, okay.
I don't have dreams. I have visions to the point where it spooks everyone. My visions.
They spook
everyone? I don't
have dreams.
Let's go back to 9/11. I had been having a vision for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I was going really fast. And it was dark. And I could only see the controls, like a lot of dials, high-tech stuff. And I thought it was some supersonic car. However, I was able to tell about it a few weeks before 9/11. And it's good that I did, because I don't have it anymore. And I have a picture. When I was flying from the East Coast, me and my boys, they were babies at the time, but they're 13 and 11 now and eat like a pack of mules. But anyway, we're in the cockpit of a Boeing 747 or whatever jet, and I'm sure that the pilot, I have the picture still with the date on it, we're in the cockpit and in the pilot's seat and whatnot, my boys and I, and I haven't had it since 9/11, so I'm sure that, he
it was a premonition.
Me, and that's one of the visions that I've had that I did not interpret in time enough, because nothing scares me.
Yeah, if you'd interpreted it earlier, maybe things could have been a little different.
Yeah, but see, and that's why I didn't tell it, but I did tell it before it happened, and I haven't had it since. And I look at that picture, and matter of fact, they have the data on the back of the picture, because they took it. They're the ones that pulled, the palace is the one that pulled us in there, in the cockpit.
Uh-huh.
And that was the ugliest picture I've ever taken, so I hid it, but matter of fact, I still have it, and I want the data from it, because I'm sure he was one of the pilots from the tragical 9/11.
Is that right?
Yes, yeah. Everyone knows. I interpret,
You're
Miss
psychic.
Theo, but,
yeah.
Don't have a crystal ball, but
tell
them I'm right on point, baby, huh?
She is right on point.
I do all the readings.
Yeah.
And
she had a vision about my daughter.
Being
pregnant. And
her daughter was in Germany.
Wow.
My daughter had not told me about it.
That's pretty profound.
So I told her no, she wasn't pregnant. Well, a couple of weeks later, she had called me up over here at the house and said, I was pregnant and I lost my baby. That was a vision that she had and told me about my daughter before we even knew.
Wow. That's pretty heavy stuff.
Sarah's in Germany and her husband was in Iraq. And I told her, Mom, I said, she told us on my telephone when she called from Germany. And she said, no. She said, you're crazy. Her husband's in Iraq. And I told her, I said, he was just drinking too much of my booze. And I could have sworn, but come to find out when we talked to her daughter, Sarah said, no, You know, my husband's back from Iraq. She was still in Germany. She said, no, I'm not pregnant. And then some weeks later, she called and she told her mom, she said, Miss Fran was right on points. And she said, her husband that I haven't met said that woman knows something.
Fran, it's been nice talking with you and everything, but...
And I love it. I know. Gotta go.
Yeah.
Ciao, baby.
It's great hearing from you. You need to call us more often. What happened?
Thank you so much. All right.
Love you to death.
I forgot about you.